Morning. Hey, it's the morning show proudly driven by Accelerate Security. And I'm really excited to introduce you to my next guest. And I recently stumbled upon a little post on Instagram. And I love getting to know who's who in the hood and new businesses opening up. And this was a post from a page called Meg Parrish Hair Artistry. And she says in the post, "Hi, I'm Meg," with a big yellow heart. "I own an independent hair salon in Belito that customizes each treatment to fit your individual needs, providing precision, color, and chemical services, hair care education, and recommendations to look and feel your best self." She says it's all about an inclusive mindset which welcomes and embraces diversity. And basically, she says, "I help you feel the most you in a private, no-judgment, cruelty-free studio." And if you're wondering where it's all based, well, 1 Belito Drive, Shop 3. But don't just take it from me, because Meg is in the house right now on a Tuesday. Hello, Meg. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm so excited to now finally meet you. I feel like I kind of know you already from the social media. But tell me about this cool little salon of yours, which is, like, from what I'm gathering here, it's a really... It's a different approach to a hair salon. It's very much a private situation where if you've got an appointment and you rock up for your appointment, the salon is full and it's a salon of you. It's booked up when you've got one person sitting in that chair, and it's all about focusing on that person's needs. Is that right?
Absolutely. So basically the whole thought behind it is that, you know, traditional salons can be quite overwhelming sometimes, so I just wanted to change it up and just provide a space where people can feel super safe and just feel free to be, like, the best version of themselves, you know?
Awesome.
No judgment, nothing.
See, salons, I think when people think hair salon, or certainly like a Belito hair salon, I tend to think of like manic energy, like just tons of stuff going on, lots going on.
It's absolutely chaotic.
And sometimes, you know, obviously with all these plates spinning, I imagine it can be very easy to feel like you're not getting noticed, or you're not getting the attention that you are coming to that salon for. You might have booked it with a certain stylist, and you rock up and they see you for 2 seconds, and then you get handed off to someone, an apprentice maybe, or it's a lot of hair washing, you finally get to sit back in front of the person that you've come to see, and they might take 2 minutes to quickly decide what they're going to do with you, and then you get handed off to someone else again, and they kind of check on you, but you kind of feel like you're not really getting that
treatment.
Attention, exactly.
So basically, from consultation all the way through to the process of coloring to the styling at the end, it's me, and, you know,
mano a mano.
Mano a mano, exactly.
In a really cool, cozy, convenient, centrally located.
We're just trying to create like a zen vibe in the shop, you know.
Awesome.
No chaos. You can come and be whoever you want to be.
I mean, you can bring your own chaos if that's you. If you want to come and tell Meg all your stories, that's okay. But tell me about your journey now, before setting up this spot of yours. You've been going for about 5 months in this location?
Yeah.
And prior to that, obviously, lockdown was a very difficult time for anyone in the hair profession. But you, during that period of time, sort of in between spaces, and you started doing a lot of home visits, is that right?
Was
that where the sort of idea for this kind of one-on-one model emerged from?
Not really, actually. It was more to just step away from the chaotic environments in a salon and create a safe space for people, but it certainly helped in lockdown, you know. I think everyone had a life-changing experience during those times. It was very eye-opening for everybody, so I tried to kind of embrace it rather than resist,
those good situations trial run.
In those times. Exactly.
A good trial
it
run.
It all worked out.
For being a solo operator. And now in your space, are you the only person, as far as, you say, from consultation to washing, cutting, colouring, styling, it's all you?
So up until recently, it was all me, and now we've gotten to the point where I was at maximum capacity and I needed extra hands. So I have my lovely assistant, Juliet.
Who's in the background here.
Yeah, she's here. Emotional support. I'm so grateful for her. She's just been amazing. So she jumps in And yeah, just provide some extra help sometimes.
That's great, a second pair of hands.
Yes.
But is the idea to keep it small and like basically like maybe a two-person team?
Yeah.
Not really.
I like to keep it intimate. I don't see myself growing to be this gigantic, crazy franchise. I like the fact that my shop is small, and I feel like the bigger you get, the less control you have, you know?
It's an interesting thing, because sometimes we associate success with expansion and more and you know, adding extra chairs and employing more people.
Yes.
But if you're smart about it, and if you've got a good service that you're offering, and you've got a really loyal customer base, which I believe you've got.
Love my customers.
Evidently, they love you too, because they keep coming back. But your model might be the way forward. I mean, in this crazy 2023, you know, post-COVID world, this kind of really direct connection, keeping it personal, keeping it high quality, and focused on the customer, right?
Yes, and just keeping it real, you know?
Well, I think it's a winner. And for those that are trying to find you and find out where you're based, how do they firstly find you, and how do they get in touch and book an appointment?
So I have my Instagram, which is basically my main my main social media.
And that's how I found you.
Yes, thank you.
What is the handle?
Got that. Oh, it's Meg Parrish. And then I've got my WhatsApp, and everything's connected on my bio, so you can check me out there. I'm also going to be hosting a really cool social workshop in August for ladies, which I think would be really cool. So,
how does that work?
So I think it's actually really, really cool.
Give us the scoop.
It's called Fearlessly Female.
Okay.
And it's just a social workshop for women. It's like specifically professional women that just have like a crazy life, and I just want to give people tips and tricks on how to look your best self, but in 10 minutes flat when your kids are late for school and you're late for that meeting, and yeah, just how to put yourself together.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is that by booking Essential, you know?
Yes, yeah. So we'll be launching it today, actually.
Oh, wow. So keep your eyes on the socials there. Mm. It's Meg Parrish, at Meg Parrish. Parrish with one R, by the way.
Yes.
On
and
Instagram.
And Megan with one G.
With one G. And on Facebook, Meg Parrish Hair Artistry. Otherwise, if you're heading down Bolito Drive, maybe going to the beach, maybe you're going to go watch the Bolito Pro, don't be shy. Swing on past One Bolito Drive, shop number 3, just next to My Nail Lady, the other very popular spot right there. You're in good company, it seems. And you'll see the shop, you'll know where to find it. And I'm sure you got your details pinned up there. If you're
actually just got my signage.
Oh, cool! We're celebrating. We're leveling up on a Tuesday. Meg, this is awesome, and I'm wishing you such a exciting new chapter ahead. The next half of this year, I'm sure you're going to rock it. Now that you've got a second pair of hands in the house, and obviously everything is very much by appointment. And no walk-ins. Make sure that you get in touch and book your spot in the seat. It's if you believe the buzz, it's the hottest hair spot in town at the moment. And Meg, more power to you, and Juliet as well in the background.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Wishing you a terrific Tuesday. Do you do guys hair, by the way? Can I?
No.
darn it.
Well, we'll make an exception for you.
So. All right. I'll take it. You heard it here on 88FM. Getting you back to the music. And speaking of hair, here's Alice Merton.